The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, welcome to the second hour. You're missing the first hour. You can check that out over at The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She lets you interact with us. This is a great one. After Friday's round, Robert McIntyre was up 5 strokes on Scottie Scheffler, yet their odds to win in Vegas were essentially the same.
Yep. That's what happened in your closer, man.
That's wild.
That happens in your closer.
Dude, and that game is so mental, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you see that, how are you just not, like, defeated?
Mm-hmm.
Something we talked about last week that I want to have a little fun with. I just went through and I looked at my bills, okay? Mm-hmm. Sharing with you my financials. I watch sports pretty cheap.
Okay.
And I watch everything.
Okay.
That's what I've learned. I have found through some offers, and this is where I think it is. It's the offers that you got to get yourself on that helps me do this a lot cheaper than what normal cable would be. I don't pay for Netflix, Peacock, HBO, or Disney. Those are all paid for by... Oh no, I probably have to add a little bit because I pay for Disney year round. I don't pay the monthly.
Oh, you do the annual one.
Yeah, so we'll just go ahead and add for funsies $30.
You know what's funny is, you know what I got an email for this morning?
Hmm.
Here's Paramount Plus's price increase.
Oh yeah. What is the increase?
Base plan's $10.99 now.
Oh, lame. Mm-hmm. That's $3 more. Okay, well I will add $3 to this. So right now, Paramount, $7.99. Apple TV, $10.84.
I'm sorry, not Paramount. Peacock.
Oh, Peacock. Oh, well, then I can take that $3 back.
Yeah, so they have plans from $10.99, and the Premium Plus annual is $170.
So I have YouTube TV, Netflix, Peacock, HBO, Paramount, Apple, and Amazon. And I pay $148 a month.
Most people aren't using any offers.
Why not?
Because they're just not.
But you got to. If I include my
internet. You're the male equivalent of the coupon clipper people.
Wow, my wife's really good at it. She's really good at it. Dude, money is real.
Yeah, I know. But the time investment.
Dude, I don't got Danny Meringue money. I can't throw that around.
Yeah.
Dude, if I had Danny Meringue money, I wouldn't care.
Come on now. I write these things off. I get it back on the other end.
Yeah, on the other end. Even if you add internet to it, it's still only like $272. And I watch everything.
But see,
if you don't count internet, you can have everything for under $200.
You also don't have Sunday Ticket.
But you need the internet to have all those things.
But I would have the internet anyway.
Well, right. But it's still...
Even without streaming. If it's back in the day where we have cable,
yeah.
I still have the internet for my house.
Yeah.
Like so that's why I don't add internet into this
bill. My cable bill with everything is like $3-something. Right around there.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you are saving the money by not doing, or you are spending the money by not doing the grind, which a lot of people will do. Time is money. The grind sucks.
Mm-hmm. You are the exception here.
Why? I'm the exception.
Most people are not like, do I, the one that I always use is my T-Mobile one for MLB.
Yeah.
That saves me $150.
I also do not pay for Sunday Ticket. How much is that? Someone told me it's
$3.50.
$3.50? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Well, if you break it down by 17 weeks, it's not that much.
Yeah, it's not the same as yo-ho, yo-ho.
No.
But again, sailing the high seas on this one.
I saw an ad the other day that said right now you can get it for, it'll be eight payments of like basically $35 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes out to, what does that come out to? $280-ish. But that's the sale price. Normally it's like 49 something. Yeah.
Say that again?
They got a deal right now. For the Sunday Ticket, it's 8 payments of like $35 a month. So it comes out to like $280-ish.
But the
regular
35.
Price is more like $49 a month.
$35 a month. I don't know if I got that, man. That's pricey.
Yeah, NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. If you have YouTube, it's $34.50 a month.
Is it bad that I still kind of like watching TV, like old TV? Like on something like Sunday Ticket? It's like, I have the MLB At Bat app, but if there's a nationally televised game, I'm like, I'm going to watch that. Even if my team's playing.
Yeah. Well, that and the thing that
I love watching Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football. I love those games.
I still like, with the cable, the ability to just channel surf and not have to go to one app and then exit out of one app to go to the other app. And you know what I mean? Like, I like to flip back and forth between, say, Food Network and the History Channel, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have YouTube TV, it is $480.
If you don't have YouTube TV, it's $480?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, if you sign up early, you get the cheap one he's talking about.
That's priced me out as an NFL fan. That's too rich for my blood. How am I supposed to go home and explain to the five people that the other four people that live in my house that I just spent $500 on something that nobody else cares about?
That's what the job's for.
The job pays for it now?
No.
Well, this place pays for it now?
Well, yeah, it does. It does out of your check. That's how that works.
Could Odyssey just hold $38 a month out of my check? I don't know if my wife would notice the $38 missing. But if it's a 38 that clears in our bank account, she's gonna be like, "Yo, what the hell, dude?
Do you have an alternate like savings account?
Maybe.
You can set that up.
Maybe
you can set that up.
Maybe I got a little cash on the side.
You know, it's not hard to do.
It was really funny. I have a PayPal account that I do all my like eBay stuff with because I do some like music stuff on there, and I used to have when I did just the Hot Corner, I used to have that. That $88.46 sent to my YouTube account or my PayPal account every 2 weeks. And that was like my beer money, you know, my float around money. Well, when I got my first paycheck for this job, I forgot to change direct deposit.
And went to that one.
And went to that one. Like, so I was like, that's a lot of beer money. And my wife was like, you're buying groceries.
And you're like, oh, that happens.
And it's gone.
And it's gone.
And it's gone.
That's what happens.
And it's gone.
But yeah, like when you start factoring in, like, you know, I get MLB for free. I get League Pass for free. There's a media portal.
Nice.
Some of us have access to, if you're lucky. So you get that for free. I haven't been able to finagle the Sunday Ticket one yet. I got to find somebody who's got the portal access.
This texter texts in and says, during the summertime, my work employs a lot of college kids. I use their info to get Sunday Ticket student discount. $129 for the whole season.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
You use the .edu email.
That is what I'm talking about. $129. Hell yeah.
I had an active .edu email that I used for my Adobe subscription.
Amazing.
It was mine.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was still active. The school, for whatever reason, I did. You know, they typically close those emails.
Yeah.
They closed it, I want to say, like 2 or 3 years ago coming out of it, because Adobe's expensive as hell. It's like $60 a month that I pay.
They don't have just a package that you can just buy it? It's a subscription service now?
No, Adobe's a subscription service for a long time.
Bastards.
Oh, yeah. No, it's pure unadulterated nightmare fuel, but I had that student one, which was like $20 a month.
Text line, I use Fubo TV. I pay for my subscription twice a year and pause it for 6 months at a time. While the subscription is paused, I use it as a TV provider login for all the other apps. Chef's kiss.
Oh, it stays active.
Chef's kiss.
Ooh.
Hopefully they're not listening to this show, otherwise we just outed this listener.
Yeah, a little portal action.
That's pretty good.
That's kind of
twice a year and pause it for 6 months.
Mm.
I mean, what does Fubo TV log in for everything? I mean, I guess you'd miss stuff out if it was like Netflix, but like a TNT app, an NBC app, an ABC app,
ESPN app. It does. YouTube TV is on everything.
Yeah, yeah, except for Major League Baseball Network. Yeah.
Which?
But now I got, now you get on the MLB app.
Yeah, so.
But we're
saying all of this to,
I'm probably
circle,
tapped
around,
out,
to circle the drain. We're coming back to cable.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think one thing that we forget about this is there's so much more content now. So much more content by having all the different stuff.
Is there?
Yeah, I think there is. There's more like docuseries and, I can watch a championship football game whenever I want. I couldn't be able to used to do that.
I guess, but that's also, it's the same thing like when you had cable and you could watch C-SPAN if you wanted to. Like, it's, you know, you were always paying extra for the other stuff, and that's what you're doing now. You're just paying extra for other stuff that you want.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it.
Which, again, is why we'll come back to cable. I don't know why we're doing this. And it's just, it's all very dumb.
All right. We come back. Me versus Matt Stafford. Who came out on top? Get your bets in. 503-864-6326. YouTube chat. We'll do it next. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. 105.1 The Fan. Changing your name for sole purposes of changing your name. We'll get to that next. Plus Web Gems, I keep teasing, is going to be a fun one. Loaded 12 o'clock hour two. We'll jump back into the B1G and their idea for playoff expansions. Ohio State announces QB1. And the Bengals and the Browns doing Bengals and Browns things. Show Ohio in the 12 o'clock hour. Did Matt Stafford practice this weekend? Did he? Do we know?
I don't know if he did this weekend.
He said he was going to on Saturday. Did he actually practice?
I don't know.
We don't know this?
May have gone through a warm-up.
If he had pads on and practiced, then him and I are tied. For I sat my fat booty down on that boat, put that stick in my hand, and I went down that river. It was great, too. Top three run I've ever done in my life.
Did it require any cajoling from others?
No, I just woke up in the morning and was like, I'm going to do this.
Did it of your own accord?
On my own accord. And I didn't even once think about you. Until I met a 23-year-old kid on the river who said he really likes you and thinks I'm kind of okay. That wasn't really fun.
Could have kept that one to yourself, Derek.
Yeah, my buddy ratted me out. He was like, this guy was like, with a mustache like that, you're either a firefighter, a police fighter, or a porn star. And my buddy was like, actually, he's on the radio. And this guy goes, are you the guy that replaced Dusty Hera? Man, I miss Dusty. And I was like, oh, God.
Hey.
Oh, savage.
Hey, you know what? He's listening.
He is listening on the 205. What up, dude?
Here's the thing, man.
He said he liked you, though.
No, that's great. It's one out of 100. It's nice to find him. I was golfing with somebody. I was like, oh, yeah, no, I listen to you guys every day. And I was like, and?
My favorite is...
I don't care if you like me, if you hate me, just don't be ambivalent.
My favorite is whenever somebody asks me if I'm Patrick Harris, I say, no, sorry, you got the wrong guy. Who's that? Is he cool? And then they're like, oh, he does a radio show. And you're like, oh, any good? I've had one person...
Just build him up a little bit.
One person say to me, like, yeah, it's all right. And I was like, nice to meet you. I'm Patrick.
Oh, so you build it up just to see if you'll get something. Then when you the hook, line, and sinker in there, you just... All right, we're going to throw that fish back in the water.
No, I will always come clean. I will always come clean. But no, I came through to my word. I did it because I wanted to.
Did you have any beverages the night before?
Many.
Oh.
Many.
Oh. Did the waters of the Great Minnetonka, is that what helped cleanse you?
No. I got some good sleep. I didn't drink too crazy. I'm pretty self-regulatory. Like, I stop when I stop. Like, when I'm done, I'm done. When I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah, but the level to which you get to.
No. I don't like that. I don't like spinning. I don't like holding on to the floor.
No.
I don't like anything like that.
No.
I haven't thrown up in forever.
You're not pulling a coolie?
Nope. I don't do that stuff. I'll eventually stop. Once I really start to feel it. Plus, you're out in the wild, so you're, like, hanging out with some other fun stuff.
I mean, I had a couple of drinks this weekend, which is rare. I went out for, Joe Simons. He turned 40.
Oh, happy birthday, Joe.
He's finally old.
I don't know you. I've never met you, but happy birthday, buddy.
Two shorter gentlemen with great pipes.
Thanks, man.
There you go.
I could wear glasses like Joe
There you go.
Okay.
But we hit up a spot on the east side because he's out there in near Walker Stadium, and we ended up at a dive bar doing karaoke. He went up there and did the Ken song from Barbie, the Knuff.
Yeah,
did that. Shane, our other old co-host, did some Dave Matthews Band.
Nice,
and that was a banger. I did some Shinedown,
some
Simple Man. But I had a few bevvies.
There was also the Wasco County Fair that I really wanted to go to. because
what's the main attraction there? Are they frying everything?
I think there was a demolition derby and a rodeo.
Oh, dude. Have you ever done demolition derby?
No, dude.
That's a good time.
It's like Central Oregon.
I'm not going to lie.
Central Oregon County. North Central Oregon County Fair.
Don't they run one out by you guys on the west side? Didn't they used to run a demolition derby out there?
Maybe. Like the Washington County Fair?
Yeah, I could have swore they used to do one out there.
Could be.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I remember going to one when I was a kid somewhere out there. But yeah, no, demolition derby, it's not something you're like, yeah, I want to go. If you find yourself stumbling into one, you're not going to be disappointed. It's fun.
We met one of the craziest guys I've ever met in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Heath was his name.
What made him crazy?
Well, he came bum rushed into the campsite and yelled at us for being too loud with a stone cold face, and for like held that face for like 30 seconds and then started laughing and drank with us.
Okay.
And
he you know what he was doing?
Huh.
He was checking the vibe.
Yeah. And his favorite person in the group, turned out to be my best friend who once he found out that he is a homosexual, that did not go well for Heath.
Mm.
He was not jazzed about that.
Oh.
Was very confused why such a cool dude might walk that lifestyle, which we had a ton of fun with.
Okay.
And he was just really crazy and was a raging alcoholic, clearly.
Mm.
And the next morning he woke up and disappeared.
And that was the last you saw of Heath.
He left his tent. He also had like a white van with no windows.
Oh.
Yeah, very scary. Said he had 5 guns.
And this is why you got on the water.
Yeah, and then the sheriff came down the next morning, and my buddy went to go talk to the sheriff, who, by the way, the sheriff's name was Steve Rogers.
Oh. Captain America.
Captain America.
Captain America
was the sheriff. They ran this dude's name, because he told us his name, they ran this dude's name.
Warrant.
Warrants.
Yeah.
He was like, then the sheriff goes, well, I got 12 deputies down here because of the fair, so we'll find him.
Yeah.
Oof. So...
Oh, he's driving in the demolition derby.
Shout out to Heath, who's probably in jail right now.
The text line bailing us out here. It's the Banks Combine Demolition Derby.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one out there. I knew there was something
out in Banks, Washington?
Yeah. No, here.
Banks, Oregon.
Oh, sorry, Banks, Oregon. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
You know where our boss coach is at?
I was just about to say, that's Dusty Hara, USA.
Mm-hmm.
Banks, might as well, Oregon.
Might as well just call it Hara.
You know, I kind of like rolling through little downtown Banks. It's cute.
I mean, you know,
yeah, there's like the grocery store.
You're talking about
bank.
A place that's growing. Holy crap.
Yeah.
A lot of people going out there.
Yeah, you're on your way when you get there.
Mm-hmm. That's talking Banks.
Talking Banks. I'll bet you 105.1 goes all the way to Banks.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely it does.
I mean, you went to the coast. Didn't you get us all the way out to the coast?
What's that? Hey, when did I?
When you went out to the coast a couple weeks ago.
What about it?
Weren't you able to get us on FM out there?
I don't think I was listening. How far did we go? Because typically on the AM, it would be about once you hit kind of the pass.
Once you start going
there's
up,
one tunnel
yeah.
That you cross through, like on the other side of it.
It's like, nope.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember how far I made it on the
I think I got 105.1 out in Hood River.
I might have been listening to my podcast.
Probably bounces down the old canyon.
It was funny. I mean, it was staticky, but I got it out there. And the satellite was coming in and out way worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was like,
weather.
I was like, no, it's sunny. I was like, shout out FM radio.
Mercury in retrograde, sunspots, I don't know.
I thought a fat shout out to FM radio.
There you go.
They made it.
Nice.
They made it. More importantly, I made it.
You made it down the river.
Yep, I took second place in our drinking competition on Friday night.
Well, when I'm done, I'm done. Also, I took second place in my drinking competition.
Well, it's an event. It's more of an event. It's not just a drinking competition.
Go on.
It's like an Olympic activity. You split people into groups of three.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this time we did groups of three. We've done groups of five, groups of six. And
what was the beverage of choice here?
And you eat. So each team has to complete these four tasks. However you do it is how it happens. 3 beers a person. So in this case, there's 9 beers on the table. Not everybody has to drink 3 beers, but all 9 beers need to be drank. There is some marijuana. There is a food challenge and an activity of some sort.
Mm.
And you have to finish the beer, the food, and the juana before you can do the activity. We've done puzzles, coloring books. So this year we had beers, the juana, a box of 12 individually packed gushers, and a can of cold SpaghettiOs.
Oh.
So you got to destroy that. And then the activity was...
That almost made me throw up my mouth. You could be like, Danny, crush 9 beers. I'd be like, cool.
And then the activity was 10 digits.
Yeah, I was wondering why your nails were painted.
10 digits. You had to paint your nails of everybody, so...
What is that, a periwinkle?
It's a blue of some sort.
It's a periwinkle.
I stopped at the Hood River at the Walmart in the Hood River.
Flash that up to Rust. Periwinkle?
I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is great because my boat and my rafting attire is and PFD and my hat is like a blue and gray combo situation. Mm. So I match. It's fantastic.
Curtains match the drapes?
Curtains match the drapes, top to bottom. Blued up from the shoe up.
I like it.
That's from a Dre song. All right, we come back. Why changing your name isn't always just for the sake of changing your name as this group. I don't know. I don't understand. Maybe the NFL should try this. We'll see if that helps their brand. I don't know. But first, right over there, the big kahuna himself, Jeff Rust with sports. Well, I used to know a girl and I could have sworn that her name was Rutherford. I successfully restarted my computer with an update. We're all good here, dude.
Look at you. Yeah, text line. Listen to you every day in Tillamook. So, yeah, they do get us out there. We're doing good. Put it on the
board! That's amazing. That's amazing. I'm so stoked about that. I'm so stoked about that.
Super helpful.
Yeah, it goes super far. I like that. Mm. I like that a lot. You know, there's something about radio that's just very special. Something I always enjoy about it, you know? If I had my way, I wish I could watch all sports just on radio. Yep, I said that.
Okay, easy now.
Watch all sports on radio?
Easy now.
That was the joke. You can't watch sports on radio.
Okay.
Someone's paying attention.
Well, no, I just...
Yeah, come on, this isn't rocket surgery here.
No, I just... I just saw something over your shoulder that irritated me.
What? What'd you see? Terry, the Bengals?
No, Terry McLaurin talking about how he wants to be seen as a value because he wants $33 million like DK Metcalf. It's like, brother... Stop.
Would you rather have Terry McLaurin or DK Metcalf?
DK. I mean, Terry's older.
He is my prototype receiver, DK. Oh,
yeah, I mean, I like, again, I love Scary Terry. It's, that's not denigrating to him, but like, I want somebody to see my value. Like, really, dude? 30 million's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like that. It's just like, they're so divorced from reality that it just irritates me.
They all are,
and
dude.
It's just like, it's in the NBA right now, like with the restricted free agents. We are almost in September, and they aren't signed yet.
Yeah, because Kuminga thinks he's a lot cooler than he actually is.
He's like me.
He's
like, I'm gonna take that qualifying offer, and you can't trade me. And I'm gonna go get money because there's more money on the market next year. It's like, no, there's not, and you're not good enough for it.
Yeah.
It's,
also, people like the jury's out on you, bro. People aren't really interested in you.
Like he's like, well, you know, they're putting it out through his agent, basically. Like, oh, there's value. Other people want to trade for him. Yeah, they don't want to trade that much for him. That's why they're not trading him.
When do people start like? Not saying that Scary Terry would be this, but when do players start just like not being in the league because it's like you won't take the money
it
low enough
to,
and they won't pay you?
Le'Veon.
Yeah, it happened to Michael Conforto too, like, in Major League.
Yeah, Dennis Schroeder turned down an $85 million contract and he has never come close to making that money back.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, yeah, I mean, guys stick their feet in the sand or in the mud, and they're like, I'm not coming out, and I'm worth, let's just say I'm worth $10 million, and they're like, you're worth $8 million, and he's like, well, I'm not going to take eight. And then they're like, fine.
All right. Cool.
Cool.
Like,
who are you yelling at?
You know, about Trey Hendrickson. It's not that he's not worth the money. It's that the Brown family is broke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, we'll get to him in the 12 o'clock hour. But this came across today. We were kind of laughing about it outside while we were getting ready for the show. MSNBC is changing their name to MS Now.
What could possibly go wrong? I mean, your network and everything else you do, it's synonymous with sucking anyway, so I guess rebrand it.
I don't have a problem with NBC. Or is it just that channel?
No, the MSNBC.
Oh, just the channel?
It's
the liberal propaganda machine?
I mean, it's you know, they have theirs, CNN has theirs, Fox News has theirs. Like, right. It's just like, you are what you are. So maybe you're trying to rebrand and get away from that, but it's like the whole HBO Max of it all. It's like, we're going to go buy Max. It's like...
Why?
Wait.
But you're HBO.
But the thing that you are, HBO Max, the HBO is doing the lifting for you. And now they're coming back to being HBO again. It's
MS Now sounds like Microsoft to me.
MS Now sounds like...
Well, isn't that how MSNBC started? It was Microsoft and NBC together?
Yeah. Well, I have no idea.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
But MS Now sounds... It sounds like some venture capital knockoff. Some jerk-off somewhere is getting... paid a bunch of money to rebrand something that is going to flop.
I'm telling you, that's the job I want.
Naming things?
I want that. No, the guy that's like, you know what? We should rebrand.
It's like,
and they're like, you know what? You're right. We also should pay you $2.1 million a year. And when it fails, they're like, dude, you're fired. But
use your money.
We're going to pay out the rest of your contract. And actually, here's a severance bump.
It's like the whole idea of reinventing cable. It's the same thing all over again. It's like, no, we're going to get away from this because this is when now we're just getting more and more bundling and more bundling and more acquisitions.
Will they go back to it?
Yes.
Do you think they're changing their name because they're mad about a guy that tweets in all caps?
I mean, everybody knows what it is.
He doesn't like them.
But it's just like the whole rebranding thing. Who's it worked for?
Yeah, that's a great question. Who does the rebrand work for? I mean,
didn't work for the Commanders. It sucks. No. Didn't work for the Guardians. It sucks.
No. But I wonder if a league, what would happen if a league did it? I mean, it became the Barclays Premier League for a while. Now it's just back to Premier League.
But it's
because I think Barclays didn't work.
But also just like, it's the whole, like the
sponsor is different than rebranding.
Roland Garros.
Yeah. It's that's like, so dumb. It's the like, French Open.
It's the French Open. But it's like, as I'm saying, when has a rebrand worked?
That's a great question. 503-864-6326. Give me a rebrand that has worked.
From the Superdome to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
But I think sponsorship deals are different. No, like
the Rose Bowl brought to you by Vizio.
Moto's who I have my healthcare through, so, you know, whatever. But the Moto Center sucks. It's Rose Garden.
Yeah. But again, that's a sponsorship, though.
But I mean, like, but it
should have been the Rose Garden brought to you by Moto Center. Brought to you by Moto.
Like, the garden in Boston, TD Garden. It's like, just find a way to like do the thing that where the heavy lifting is being done by the thing that you know.
What if Madison Square Garden rebranded?
It wouldn't because it's owned by Dolan. So
yeah, he's got enough money.
Well, I mean, MSG is going through bankruptcy. The broadcast side of things.
Do you think the Sphere will get a new name?
No, the Sphere works.
Yeah, the Sphere does work.
It might have like a MSG title or whatever, some stupid name, like branded thing that goes along with it. But like, yeah, rebrands don't work. I don't know why we continue to do this.
Well, there must be some benefit to it, though. Otherwise, people wouldn't continue to try doing it.
No, it's the meme. It didn't work for them, but it could work for us.
Yeah,
that's what it is, over and over and over
again. I will tell you this. We're talking about MS Now right now. So they're like, oh, dude, I get it right now.
We're talking about how stupid it is.
But it's still publicity.
I do not.
However, the problem is tomorrow I'm going to completely forget that's what it's called.
That's the thing. When something sucks, we just go,
I might forget by the end of the day.
And then you just move on. If something's good, sure. But where has that happened at?
That's what I'm trying to think of. That's what I'm trying to rack my brain around. What?
Like anytime a logo gets redone in sports or something like that, we're like, oh, that sucks.
The little... Even the little tinkers.
Look, I don't want. I'll do it. Screw it. The Portland Fire. The logo. The name is fine, but like the point of the fire being the same shape as the point of Mount Hood, it follows this. It's like, can we stop?
I think it looks fine. I don't like the name. No, think it looks
the
fine.
Logo's fine, but like trying to find the meaning of every single like logo
The new Winterhawks logo. Yeah, I love the new Winterhawks
logo. But it's
like logo.
Everything has to have all this. Like, just make something cool.
If they think that's cool though, Daniel?
No, it's like this whole like. Oh, the derived meaning is actually more than what you think. And this is where it comes from.
Do you know that people don't talk that way?
No, that's how they present this stuff. And it's like, it's all fake. None of it matters.
Yeah.
It either looked like the Nike swoosh. It just looked cool.
It is cool. What if they thought the Portland Fire logo looked cool?
But it could look cool without having this other, like,
I think the 105.1 the Fan logo looks great.
Sure.
That's a rebrand.
Yeah.
You gonna touch that one?
No, it's fine.
I think it looks really good.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I think the whole idea behind the rebrand is to just get new eyeballs, new attention. And when they go back to MSNBC, you know, they'll get more attention again.
They won't.
I want to see the NFL do it.
They won't touch the shield. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Change the shield.
God, no.
Do you think people would boycott the NFL, like politically boycott it, if they changed the name to like the NFA, the National Football Association, instead of the league, and had a new logo? Do you think
there's probably like
do you think that would kill?
No, there's probably hell, if the NFL probably owns the trademarks on it just so nobody can go near it.
What do they call the Super League in college football?
That'll be the one it's going to be branded.
What is it going to be called?
It's going to be brought to you by equity company.
Well, yeah, the Home Depot League.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's never going to happen.
The Lee Corso League?
Yeah. But it's like, rebrands, they suck. Like, do we have a single one that's come in yet that's like anything good?
I got nothing.
I see on the YouTube chat, somebody brought up the Winterhawks new logo.
I mean, I think the rebrand looks great. I like the Winterhawks logo.
That's not really a rebrand as much as it is like a tweaking of a logo.
No, that was a whole new logo because they got away from the Chicago Blackhawks.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. They did. But I mean, they're still the Winterhawks.
But it was big shock at first.
Sure.
Because you're used to this, you know, one of the oldest logos in professional sports to something.
But it was also somebody else's logo kind of a deal. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't necessarily look at that as a rebrand. But again, it looks cool. Here's a simple one for me. Like, Jeff, we went to Beaver in high school. We had the old Beaver. And then they tried to like rip off the Beaver from Oregon State.
Right.
Did not go well.
Old Benny.
Ours is Bucky.
Bucky and Benny.
That's how we got away from that. Yeah. But now they just had that stupid Block B thing. It's like beveled. It's like that sucks. It's not good. We had the cursive Beavers on the helmet. And that was a good look. Now I'm just like, what is this? This is the minimalist stuff always sucks. It does.
I think everything sucks to you.
No. Like, I don't like the minimalist stuff that we're doing in the NBA. Like,
except for lamb and mojitos.
Always, always, always right on time. Lamb and mojito.
All right. We come back. It's everybody's favorite web gems. We'll do that next. The Firm, 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ouch, son of a...
It's web gems.
What'd you do?
The Firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up at the 12 o'clock hour, we'll dive back into some of this B1G playoff situation. Ohio State announces their QB1 and the Bengals and the Browns. Or the Bengals and the Browns coming up at noon right here on 105.1 The Fan.
Don't do that.
I don't have the voice. I always wanted to be the big voice, though. Back when I was a weekly show host, I was like, you know what? If I could finish my career at 1080 The Fan, I want to be the big voice.
Tell you what, man, there's money in the voice world. I've seen some checks from people who do voiceovers, and I'm like, damn!
Yep.
There's that kind of money in that?
Dude, the high end is even crazier, oh, yeah, dude. Like Tom Hanks in a Toy Story movie? That's 3 weeks of work for like $25 million.
It's like, holy crap. Pays to have a recognizable voice.
If you're Tom Hanks, you'll make as many Toy Stories as possible, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Especially now with the animation
stuff. Because if they bomb, nobody's going to be like, man, that Tom Hanks is washed. No.
But now, with a lot of that stuff now, they do, like, mocap with your face. So, you don't even have to, like... So, if you do, like, the facial expressions while you're doing it, while you're saying those things, they'll take the impressions of your face onto the character.
Which will make it even look more realistic.
And it's like, oh, yeah, so I don't even have to do this. I just do it the way that I think it should be done.
What would you say you do here?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. This is so much better.
Yesterday, in his fifth rehab game, Victor Robles was hit by a pitch for the fourth time in five games. He was not happy about it, to say the least. I don't know if I'd be very happy about it. Remember, he crashed into the like netting in San Francisco in the very beginning of the year and broke his wrist or broke his hand, fractured his shoulder. I can't remember what he did, but he got hurt and he's finally coming back from injury just to take another bean. So then he proceeds, he gets mad, and then he chucked the bat at the pitcher.
My freshman year,
I love it. He threw the bat at the pitcher.
I got drilled three times in one game in the same spot. Right above my knee. I charged the mound.
Yeah.
But
you didn't throw the bat.
Only because I didn't want to have it in my hands at that point in time.
Yeah, dude. The bat is a deadly weapon.
But you get hit four times
It sucks.
Bro, four times in five games? Yeah, I'm heated.
This says fifth time in 15 at-bats.
Oh, fifth time in 50. Yeah, dude. One every three times up, I'm getting plunked. Yeah, you're catching these hands. I don't care who you are. You're catching that bat. Yeah. Look, man, like, at some point in time, like, I know there's the unwritten rules and all those kind of things. Pitchers don't face any repercussions for stuff.
Sometimes talk ass get hit, you know?
And look, if you're the, especially if this is the fifth time in 15 at bats, buddy, I spun the cylinder and the Russian roulette landed on your catching hands.
Mariner fans are up in arms on the Reddit, on the subreddit, because Zachary Reimer, who writes for Soto Mojo, had this headline: Victor Robles' despicable behavior on rehab assignment has Mariner fans ashamed.
Oh, God.
And they were all like, absolutely not, bro. Read the room.
Yeah.
We think this is dope.
Look, again.
Who doesn't want to see a guy throw a bat at a pitcher? Take that, loser.
I mean, if you're going to drill me with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for the fifth time in 3 days, yeah, dog.
Damn right I'm going to hit you.
Yeah. Like,
Hell yeah, brother.
That's one of the unwritten rules things that I've never agreed with. It's like one pitcher hits one guy, so the pitcher for the other team hits the other guy. Meanwhile, neither pitcher has to deal with anything.
Well, and especially now they don't bat.
That's what I mean. Like, no, you take this 97-mile-an-hour cheese in the middle of your back.
Dude, and if you're a reliever and, like, Major League Baseball comes out and gives you a 5-game suspension, you're like, dope.
Cool. I know what I'm doing for the next week.
I'm going to sit in the outfield and drink cold beers. Yeah.
Rip a few heaters.
Hey,
who was the pitcher that got busted for sake in the outfield?
That was Kazuhiro Sasaki.
Yeah.
For the Mariners.
Yeah.
Funny enough, his last name's Sasaki.
Which is perfect. But, like, yeah.
Can you imagine it's a close game? Hey, Harris, you available today?
Nope. Hell no, sir.
Brother.
Boy, I tell you what, if he doesn't have his own line of sake back home, then he's missing out.
Right. He missed that.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about when the bench is clear and you come out of the bullpen? You're like, damn it, I gotta put down my beer, but not in the sun.
Yeah.
I might not be back for 20 minutes. What if they throw me out of this game? All right, I'll just chug it.
Yeah, just pound it real quick.
That'd be awesome. You're running out of the bullpen to go to the scrum and you're just like
pounding
as you're running.
Smashing them both together like stone cold.
Text line, second time I got hit by that pitcher. Yeah, so this is the fifth time in 15 at bats and the second time with this pitcher, you're catching hands.
I swear to God, that'll stop your heart.
Yeah, dude, I'm pissed. I'm absolutely pissed.
I didn't see the clip of him getting hit. I just saw him throw the bat. Where did he get hit?
In his arm.
I think it was kind of near his hand.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's just over it.
Yeah.
He's just over it. I think I would be too.
Right? Like five times in 15 at-bats? Like,
look, I have no problem with this. Go Victor Robles. And I hope you come back and hit bombs for the Mariners.
Now, if the bat had hit the guy...
That would have been, I think that would have been more awesome.
But I mean, like.
Then repercussions, dude.
Yeah.
Talk S, get hit, dude.
Yeah, the FAFO scale, I mean, it does hit a certain point.
It does. And Robles would be in big trouble if it hit him. But it didn't.
But also, it's like five's a lot, man.
Five's a lot.
In 15 at bats, that is a lot, especially the second time in a game.
Five's a lot. When we come back, loaded third hour. Don't go anywhere. Hang out with us. We're going to chat a little this crazy situation the B1G has thrown at us, plus other news from around the great state of Ohio, right here on the firm of the state of Ohio on 105.1 The Fan.